Got it, Rex. Yep. Transfixed or J Pringle Automotive is the other one. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the. Yeah, right, because there was transmission codes in it this morning, which I cleared those out, but then there was also battery related codes, which I was telling her you guys might need to replace the battery. Yeah. Okay, yep. Okay, I'm not too sure what a C code is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. we can get it in. We'd have to actually do a proper diagnostic on it and spend some time then. Is Those all those codes, they're probably not related to something directly. So they'll be in the background causing like caused by something else. So they'll all have these all these crazy codes and then it probably has nothing to do with anything that's coming up. So we can do that, but we'll actually have to book the car in for that because that's going to take a little bit of time. Diagnostics is hard because it takes up a lot of sorry, time. Give me 2 seconds. I can't really squeeze diagnostics in, like say this week or anything like that. Yeah. Let me just try to work it out. Best case, I can squeeze it in on the 15th of October, so 2 weeks on a Wednesday. So no, next Wednesday, the Wednesday after. Yeah, done either. We'll get it. Yeah, we'll get in on the 15th. We might need it for a couple of days though. Right, done. Easy. Drop it off. We'll try to work it out. So typical diagnostics. I think we've had you guys in for other diagnostics, haven't we? Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. Diagnostics is normally 2 hours is our cap. So we'll spend 2 hours in the car. So 150 per hour. If we can't work it out within those 2 hours, then we'll give you a call and tell you where we're at, and then see if you want to carry on or if you want to pull the pin for now, and then take the car and we can continue it another day, or whatever you want to do with it. Otherwise, if we work it out within the 2 hours, then we'll just fix it if we can, or call you, telling you obviously what we found. It should be all right, yeah. If it drives normal and that sort of thing, just obviously sort of monitor how it's driving. Normally an engine light isn't anything too crazy to worry about. Like we've had guys drive around with engine lights for years. It's been fine, yeah. 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 Yeah, maybe just be a bit careful and maybe just actually keep note of what it's doing and when. Like what specific conditions, like is it when the car's hot, when it's cold, certain speed related things. Maybe keep a note of that sort of stuff and just let us know when you drop it off. Otherwise it should be okay to drive. All right. Done. Too easy. All good. See ya.